Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
On Dancing with the Stars Monday night, you might have noticed Bill Nye the Science Guy trip at the end of his Paso Doble. It turns out he hurt himself pretty badly, posted a picture of himself at the doctor's office with his knee bandaged and the caption, "Here's the scoop, partially torn ligament." Awaiting the doc's orders with time, we plan to dance. So there is a chance the science guy may not live to dance another day.
Number four.
Anna Gunn looked stunning when she won her Emmy for Best Supporting Actress in Breaking Bad, but a lot of people were criticizing her for being puffed up during the last season. Anna opened up about her weight gain to People magazine, telling them that she was actually sick while she was filming the show, and it did affect her weight. Doctors gave her cortisone, which puffed her up, but now she says she's better, thank God.
Number three.
Lindsay Lohan and Matt Nordgren have decided to end their relationship after, what, a week? Some mystery source told Us Weekly that their work schedules and the distance just made dating impossible for those two crazy kids.
Number two.
Despite what the tabloids were reporting yesterday, Britney Spears manager Larry Rudolph says ticket sales for her upcoming residency in Las Vegas are going through the roof. Larry says this is the best-selling show in the history of Vegas, and that all the highest-priced VIP packages for the first 16 shows that went on sale last week sold out instantaneously.
Number one.
After Lamar Odom's father bashed the Kardashians, calling Kris Jenner evil, blaming them for all of his son's drug problems, Lamar Odom himself went on Twitter to defend the Kardashian family. He said to his father, "Say what you want about me, but leave the ones who have done nothing but protect and love me out of this." He also said his father wasn't there to raise him. He was absent all of his life due to his own demons, and he is disrespecting the only family that has loved him without expecting anything in return. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.